Hello, Fight and Sight fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm your guest co-host for the day, Brian Bam Bam Barbarina. And with me, as always, your host, Timmy B.
Yes.
Before we start, please take a moment to follow and subscribe to us, whatever platform you're listening right now, and leave me a five-star rating and comment below. If you'd like to support the show, check out middaysquares.com and save 15% by using a code FIGHTINSIGHT15. On today's episode, we look at how to be a nice guy, like myself, discuss boobs and butts, continue our discussion about BKFC's Taylor Starling, break down UFC 279, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it.
All right, baby. Thank you so much, Bam. And here's the intro.
Yes, Timmy B, Prince B, Fight in Sight. Yeah, that's right.
That was the most best intro I've ever heard in my life, Bam Bam.
No. First of all, Princey D, I mean, I hope I did you well.
Yes.
My man.
Yes. No, that was good, man. You were stressing out, but everything turned out very well. So thank you very much, Bam.
I'm going to have to change my shirt right after this. I'm sweating bullets.
I have a nice Bam Bam tank top here. Do you have one of these?
That's good.
Did you buy one of these?
Good.
Did you support Bam Bam Barbarina?
You actually should, if you haven't,
that's a good question though. I always say Barbarina. It's Barbarina.
What did you say?
Barbarina, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I always end up saying Barbarina.
Okay.
Like Ray. No, that's wrong, right? All right. Good to know. I mean, yeah. You're like one of my best friends and I don't know how to pronounce your last name, so that's a problem.
That's all good. All good. People I've known forever.
Really?
Yeah, people I know forever mess it up, even misspell my first name, so it's all good.
I had a guest that was planned to come on today who I blame the fans and listeners of this show, Bam, because I was posting online, I need someone to translate Portuguese to English. I couldn't find anyone. The girl is Brazilian. She's in Brazil. Her interpreter couldn't make it. We were struggling like right up until filming to try and find an interpreter for her. Nobody. So wow. I apologize. We haven't been able to get her on, but we will get her on soon because crazy drama happened with this girl. I'll tell you about it, Bam.
Okay.
And my guest co-host was supposed to be someone else. And we were going to talk about Cain Velasquez and break down the case. Unfortunately, that fell through. So behind the scenes, I'm struggling. I'm like, holy shit, I got to get a podcast out for this week because I'm my commitment to do so. And I couldn't, you know, I everything bombed out. Who steps up to the plate?
But and one then of here the we greatest... go. We're stuck with this guy. We're stuck with me. I mean,
yeah.
Last resort. I mean, we got this guy on here and gosh.
You know how
I tried. I bet you tried everybody. You know how, and then I'm like, God, now I got to go to him.
You know how far down? Oh my God. I went so far down the list. It was, I mean, crazy. You know, I was just going to have the Brazilian girl on and not even speak. Like it was just, you know what I mean? But
tell the story.
So
and
thank
then,
you so in Portuguese and then just end the podcast. And that would have been it. Thank you so much for coming on though, man. I appreciate this so much. And congratulations, of course, on your win over Lawler. It was beautiful.
Thank you very much, man.
Are you still stoked from that, or what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, well,
the high subsided.
All, it's nice to be on the other side and actually be co-host, because when I'm a guest five time guest, I don't know if I did that five times, but anyway, now I'm a co-host, so like I feel pretty big, and I definitely made it now. But yeah, about the fight, I mean, excited about it, pumped. I still am a little bummed that I didn't get to speak with him like after the fight. Being such a fan and, you know, just wanted to have some words and everything and just, you know, basically tell him like how much, you know, he's inspired me to, you know, be fighting and everything like that too. And now I love to watch him fight, just kind of have a moment or whatever even. So, but yeah, he was... You know, he got taken to the hospital right after or whatever, so I didn't get to see him or anything. Spoke with his coaches, kind of tried to relay the message to them, that just, you know, tell them I said, you know, it was an honor kind of thing. But yeah, man, I mean, it's big fight, big opportunity, and against a legend, and I was happy with the outcome. I was a long time coming for a finish, and for it to be against a stud like Lawler, then it was definitely perfect timing.
Yeah, man, it was beautiful. It was so crazy. We were cheering for you like crazy, obviously, in the Timmy B household, you know. And it was crazy, man. It was really good. I think I wore my other Brian Bam Bam Barbarena shirt for like a week after that in celebration. And my wife was getting a little bit mad. She's like, all right, like, and it's got your big face on it and everything. She's like, this is a little bit weird. Can you take this shirt off? So now you've been calling for other fights. And it's been funny because every fight you've called for, those people end up getting matched up. I made a beautiful post about you versus Wonder Boy, which I thought that's a beautiful fight, right? The NMF title would be on the line there, right? But he's matched up, whatever. Any news, any ideas on what's going on with you now?
Nothing really. And you know, the Wonder Boy thing, you know, I have actually some people that train at our gym, kind of, you know, whatever, but it was just a respectful thing. You know, he's also ranked and whatever. I got nothing, you know, I heard he's booked, so whatever, it's all good. You know, called out Li Jing and he's booked, he's fighting this weekend. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'm shooting for November, you know, at the soonest. Would like to squeeze onto that New York card if there's still room, November, December. But yeah, whoever, I'm, you know, whatever the UFC wants to give me, I have no, you know, real names or whatever. There's people I'd like to fight for sure. And they know that. I've definitely relayed some names of some people that I'd like to fight. And, you know, not all of them, you know, are ranked or anything. I just saw opportunity. So, you know, but yeah, I'm just, you know, hanging out, waiting to hear, and we'll be in preparation when, as soon as I get the call, and you know, just continuing to try to stay in shape and stay ready.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, but I love all the call outs you were making, because all the call ups you could tell were going to be great stand up wars, right? Like, it was good names, good people. That's why, like, the Wonder Boy would be great, because it's like, okay, yeah, that's the kind of fight he wants. Someone's going to bring it, and someone's going to fight. It's not going to be boring, right? So I wish you all the best, man. Now, I'm going to ask one quick thing. I didn't know you were going to say this, but if you fight in New York, I heard that the taxes are really bad. Is that true?
That's the downside of wanting to fight in New York. Yeah, the taxes are really high. You get taxed bad. So that sucks. And it's a reason, like, I've tried to stay. I mean, I've tried to get on New York card just because for me, it'd be an experience, you know. My wife wants to go as well to New York, so but it would be a good experience. It'd be fun, you know. It's a big, you know, kind of card, has a lot of history there. So for one time, let's do it. Like, I'll pay the taxes for the experience. I guess it sucks though. It does hit hard. I've been some other places as well. I can't think of where it was, but I got taxed pretty bad one time. So it does suck. It hurts. But like I said, it's worth the experience.
Well, if you get to fight in New York, that's going to be perfect, because I will definitely fly down for that, because that's a quick flight from Toronto, right? So a New York card would be perfect for me to be able to watch you fight live.
You'd fly down.
Oh, yeah. 100%. New York for sure. Yeah. All right. So you talk about, you know, and I'm saying, like, you're a nice guy, and then you're talking about calling people out and kind of like your relationship with the UFC, right? Shoot, I was gonna ask you something, but I too late now, and I was gonna ask it behind the scenes. But Luke Rockhold, I don't know if you saw his pre stuff that he did before his fight, and he was like going off on the UFC and he was talking trash. Did you see about that?
Tiny bit.
Okay. Briefly. Pretty bad, in my opinion. Like, really, like, I mean, geez Louise, it's your employer, essentially, right? And he was going off on him pretty hard. And then now, just recently, there was a post where he's talking, now this is post-fight, and he says, essentially, The title of the article on SB Nation is Luke Rockhold advises younger fighters get a manager who doesn't work for the fucking UFC. And he goes off on this tirade about like these managers don't look out for the fighters and they're all working for the UFC and they don't do well for you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like just bad mouthing essentially the UFC, bad mouthing a whole bunch of managers. And I'm sitting there like, okay, well, why don't you just try to be nice? Like, and the managers obviously don't work for the UFC, but like there's got to be a benefit if your manager is friendly with them. You've always talked about being very friendly with the UFC, and like that's obviously served you well. Like, what would your what would your advice be for like young fighters when it comes to management?
It's tough. So I don't know if you know or not, but I manage myself.
Okay, that's what I didn't. That's what I didn't want to say. So I knew that, but I didn't want to say that unless you want to say. Okay, so there you go.
Okay, okay, yeah. So I manage myself, but I have my own reasons for it, and I haven't always managed myself. But you know, for young fighters, I think you know, I don't think you need to get a manager too soon. You know, in a sense, it depends also on like, I don't know, your profile or whatever, like, you know, if you're like some standout wrestler or whatever, you know, it could help because like you're having trouble finding fights. It could help if you, you know, can't get fights and stuff like that. Like managers can help potentially with that because they have connections and everything, which ultimately would lead to, if they have connections with the UFC, they have fighters in the UFC, you know, they're used to talking with the UFC. So for a long time, like when I first started out, I didn't have a manager and I had a bunch of fights and then finally got to the point where, you know, I was on a win streak and I was close to, you know, I was knocking on the door kind of thing, but waiting for a call, trying to get fights and that way I can continue my win streak and get more noticed. And then finally got, you know, partnered up with a management team, and it was the only reason I went with them really is because, people I was training with at a high, who are on the, in the higher level were, you know, teamed up with them and everything like that. So, you know, kind of talked to them and they said, yeah, they think they could help me. And ultimately it was, you know, to that point where, you know, they helped me get in the UFC. On the flip side is when you're borderline, like I was at that time, you have managers reaching out, you have a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of managers kind of reaching out. They want to sign you even beforehand. They want to sign you. They want to sign you early and kind of tie you up to where like, okay, you know, I can get you the UFC, get you fights and everything. And then you go to the UFC, you know, and they take out big portions. You know, I think portion wise is probably, you know, on the flip side, depending on how much they do actually do for you and what they do, it is a different story. And ultimately that was not enough for me. So that's why I, they weren't doing enough of what I thought they should be doing for me. So I ended up splitting ways and then found no interest in, you know, one, especially one and, you know, all that, where you couldn't have sponsorships on in the arena and everything like that. You couldn't have a banner and stuff. It kind of hurt, you know, getting your own sponsorships, but you know, Reebok somewhat filled the void and all that. Now they have Venom. But unless your manager is getting you a ton of sponsors outside that, you know, don't care to be, you know, shown up, then for me, that wasn't the case. They weren't able to do that. So it wasn't worth paying them for them to relay messages, to me or things that I can feel like I can do myself. So it really just depends on the situation. I think, you know, talk to your team, talk to your training partners who are managed by someone, see what they do for them, see if that benefits you, if that helps you. If they can help get you to the next level, if they help, if you're struggling to find fights, help you find fights. But I also always say like reevaluate always, you know, if you're in a contract with them or whatever, at that end of the contract, reevaluate before you just jump right back in, you know, reevaluate, see like, okay, are they doing, I'm not saying like, you know, run, jump to a different manager because they say they can get you all these sponsors, you know, because most of the time that's not even true. Like stay true to your guy, but you know, talk to them, reevaluate with them, talk to them, tell them what you're looking for and what you can do. But just know that there's always going to be a handful of managers out there, you know, ready to try to snag you away from yourself or your own manager or the manager you already have. So it's kind of a gritty world like that, and it can be kind of messy and dirty. So, you know, just take your time and really, you know who you're working with, and hopefully I hope everything goes well for you guys, for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just interesting. Cause I mean, like the article, and if you read it, it's crazy. Like he just goes off on like UFC, on UFC owning these agent, these managers and blah, blah. And he's just like so mad, but I mean, he's mad about a whole bunch of things, you know? So yeah. It's just tough to see, but okay. I'm glad you said it, because I knew that you managed yourself, or essentially had no manager. And like you've talked on the podcast before about, hey, like I call up Dana White, Dana White calls me, we talk about the fights, whatever, right? Like, I mean, it is possible in today's day and age, Bam, with like a bunch of new young kids getting into MMA, and you know, they're smart kids, and they see the business, like this is now a true business that people are going into. You can be educated enough yourself, I think, to kind of like manage yourself for a little while, right? And with like Dana White Contender Series and all these different opportunities to kind of get noticed, it's not like you're fighting in like Bumpkinville and nobody knows who you are. Like with the internet and viral sensations and crap like that, like people get noticed, you know?
Absolutely. So, and you know, these Dana White Find a Fight, you know, it's not only Contender Series, you know, Dana White's doing that Find a Fight kind of thing. So you get you know, maybe you can't get a hold of anybody, or you're not training with anybody who's fighting at a higher level, and you're able to get on one of those shows, you know, that's your opportunity right there. And then, you know, to open the door for Contender Series. Also, I feel like, you know, if you're on a streak or, you know, putting up hella fights and stuff like that, then, you know, Dana White's on Twitter, you know, he's on social media, you know, you shoot him a message with a clip or something, I'm sure it will help. I'm not saying to go run and do that, but sorry, Dana, I didn't mean to blow up your Twitter like that. But
now there's like 1,000 people just like tweeting at him right now. Here's a pic of me working out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Contender Series, that's getting crazy. I mean, they're signing a hell of a lot of people off Contender Series now. Essentially, like one win, like he's signing almost everybody on the show. Next week on the podcast, we had Jillian the Savage Robertson on our podcast, and she said, "Are you nodding because you actually know who she is?" Really? She's the flyweight from Canada. She trains with Dean Thomas. She's got the fiery red hair, jujitsu girl. Anyways, Canadian superstar, Bam. That's all you need to know. She trains at the Goat Shed. And when we asked her, like, hey, who's someone that we should have on? She said, check out Roybert Echeverria. He's at the Unbroken Roy. He's coming on the podcast next week, and he fights on the Contender Series the week following. So
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very excited. This guy looks like an animal. If this guy doesn't make it into the UFC, he's got a career in movies, man. This guy looks like very cool looking dude. So excited to talk to him next week on the podcast. Bam, being a good person, obviously, like such as yourself, I wanted to play this funny clip for you. And if you're listening on audio, I'm going to play a clip of, this is another Canadian, Hakeem Dawadu, in one of his previous fights. But just listen to what the ref says here, Bam.
Hey, watch your words, Hakeem. No cussing. Watch your words, gentlemen. Be respectful.
Watch your words, Bam. Bam, have you ever been in trouble for swearing in the cage?
No, but I have fought somebody, and we were kind of chattering a little bit and kind of like trying to be like, come on, you know, you come on kind of thing. Like, and he said, I can't remember what he said. He's called me a mother effer.
Okay.
And then I dropped him and finished him. But, the ref told me afterwards, he's like, man, you guys were going at it or whatever, like, and then getting after each other. And he's like, I don't mind the word. But then when he called you that, he's like, man, that's a little far. And he's like, but then you dropped him and it was like over. And he's like, well, that's what he gets for saying that, like, kind of thing, you know? But so that was kind of funny. I thought, you know, I had a chuckle over that when he told me that. But I've never been told to like not say anything, which I mean, the only reason I can think of, like, for a ref to say that would is if the UFC is telling, like, hey, if they're in cussing, screaming loud or whatever like that, cursing, we're on ESPN or we're on NBC or whatever, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, they can bleep it out, like they bleep it out in interviews.
So, okay,
you
but
know, hold, you're in a fight, you know, your emotions get going, you get heated and kind of thing. So I feel like it's just kind of, you know, those things can slip out like that.
So I just saw this on someone's Instagram or something, like the video was going around and I commented, I said, yeah, how unprofessional, watch your words, that's a foul. And then people are, you know,
you got eaten alive, I bet.
Because I'm being a little bit joking or whatever. But did you know that it's in the unified rules that you cannot use abusive language and that's a foul?
No, I didn't know that.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You didn't know that?
Okay. No, well, I mean, I'm sure I read it at one point, but no, I did not remember that.
I mean, it worries me because now, I mean, what other fouls do you not know you're committing, Bam? But
I know they're important ones.
I mean, important ones. It's with all the other fouls. When you look at the unified rules, it goes down to how do they phrase it? No abusive language.
So I guess I never really worried about it because, like,
it would have to be pretty bloody bad for the ref to take a point away, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It had to be really bad. And I guess I never really worried about it or paid much attention to it because,
yeah,
I don't know. But I wouldn't see myself doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
no matter what situation.
But it's there. So, I mean, and, you know, so of course, all the Instagram comments are just floods. Like, this is so stupid. It's a street fight and blah, blah. But what people don't realize, it's in the unified rules. Abusive language is not allowed. So when it gets out of hand, such as in that case, right? The guy's just screaming swear words at the guy continuing. And I don't know. I don't think it's because of like a TV deal, which to your point, that's a great idea, but it's literally in the unified rules. Like you can't do it, man. So people,
I mean, it's a little extreme too. Like go get him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Go get him.
From abusive language, we'll go over to in the intro, you said we're going to talk about boobs versus butts. Okay. Now, I'm not asking you if you're a boob man or a butt man, but which would you like to pick first? Which would you like to talk about first, boobs or butts?
Oh my gosh. I'm not asking, but I'm asking.
Yeah.
Which
one would you like to?
Let's start with the butts.
Start with the butts? All right. Here is a video. And actually, before I get to that, Bam, I do want to say hello and welcome to all our new viewers and listeners as we are now on the RageWorks pod. RageWorks Podcast Network. They're out of New York City, and our podcast is now featured with that network. So they have a bunch of great podcasts and we're part of them now. RageWorks Podcast Network. You can catch them at RageWorksNetwork.com. And there you'll see us. You'll see a whole bunch of other sports related podcasts, podcasts about like Star Trek, like whatever, a whole bunch of stuff. But so we're very excited to be a part of that community. So thank you. And if you're part of them, you may be hearing us through audio, but you can always come over and check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube or Spotify, because we often do play a lot of clips. Bam, I'm getting much more technological savvy, and so here's another clip. Thank you. Here's another clip, Bam. This happened, so you wanted butts, we're going to butts.
All right.
Bam. So we showed a clip there of the ceremonial weigh-ins. Aileen Perez, she fought Stephanie Egger. She then went on to lose by second round submission. But Aileen Perez at the weigh-ins, she twerks for the crowd.
Got it.
Bam.
If I'm not mistaken, she's not the first person to twerk on stage.
Who did before? You?
No, what? No.
I don't know. What you mean, like some like another fighter? You mean?
Wasn't it that the dude who fought Patty or whatever?
Oh yes, well of course we had him on our podcast, Jordan Levitt, the Monkey King.
There you go.
But did he do it in at the weigh-in? I think he did it like in the cage.
Oh okay.
Ah. This whatever I guess. But Bam, what do you think about that? As a professional fighter, as a man with a daughter.
Yeah. It's you know, it's honestly really tough. Just because the way the direction that fighting's going, and you know, it's entertainment, you know, that's people are trying everything to, you know, really get noticed kind of thing, and you know, have something that people are drawn to or whatever, you know, kind of sets them apart. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I'm old school, man. You know, I'm an old soul, and I don't know, I'm just, you know, for my daughter, like to see that or whatever and think that that's, you know, cool to do, because, you know, just to show off in front of all those people or whatever, you know, it's this, again, this is my opinion. And you could take it with a grain of salt if you want. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you think of my opinion, because it's mine. But yeah, for me, preference wise, it's just, you know, you're there to fight and everything. We're not there to, you know, dance around or flaunt ourselves or whatever. It's just the direction things are going these days, man. And it's, you know,
yeah, life is like the world is a horrible place, Bam. Like I'm committed to that thought, you know, like the world is getting worse and worse, but
it really, you know, is, when she
Did that and it was posted everywhere, it's funny. And I posted something like, not cool or something. Cause like you, I'm an old soul, or I'm just old, either one. But, I was getting responses back on Instagram, mostly from female accounts, mind you, as I normally get, Bam. That's a lie. I'm just kidding. But it says, but it says at Fight Insight, I've never heard of her till now. And if that's how she wants to be recognized, then she hasn't gained me as a fan, even if she wins, which she did not. Another person said at Fight Insight, personally, just feel women have been striving a lot harder in recent years to be viewed as athletes first and females with tantalizing bodies second. Women like this, I don't think, realize what they're potentially undoing and inviting from the male audience. So,
you know, that's, and I mean, that's 100% true. I agree with that.
Yeah. Very well worded responses on Instagram, which is very rare to see, Bam. I hope
you were going to say you got burned down.
Oh, dude, I did. Are you kidding? I highlighted those two.
The rest I did, but I picked the two that were, you know.
Yeah, this is my podcast. I'm selecting the comments that I like. It was terrible. Terrible. I mean, the comments, the whatever, right? Like it goes crazy, you know? But to me, when I saw that, and that was a little over a week ago, I was like, I don't know, man. Like I just thought, I don't know. I don't see that as really that appropriate. I get it, like for all the reasons you're saying. But then, and this is a potential friend of the podcast, so don't say anything too negative here, Bam, because actually I was in talks to get this person on the podcast previously. Speaking about management, I know her management team, and they have been lovely towards us, getting us so many guests for our podcast. But Ty Emery, she's a former lingerie football player. I believe she's Australian or New Zealand. She was up and coming. She was going to be in BKFC, whatever. She ends up fighting at BKFC Thailand on the weekend, Bam. And this went viral. Hopefully this makes my podcast go viral. Here you go, Bam.
Welcome to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, Ty Emery.
Interesting celebration right there.
Interesting. Well, she won. And now, to be fair, again, for the audio listeners, it's Ty Emery. She knocks the girl out. Brutal, brutal fight. She finishes this girl who may have never fought before in her life by the looks of it. Flashes her boobs at the crowd. Bam, thoughts, comments?
Well, first off the top of my head, you said lingerie football player. I mean, she has to be tough. I mean, if she's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like playing football and first off, and then in lingerie, you know. But yeah, man, like I said, again, it's just, you know, the way the world's going kind of thing, and the way the sport's going as far as entertainment wise. And it's not, you know, people are trying to make something that's going to get noticed. You know, I guarantee you, you know, she's got tons of love and tons of hate about it. And you know, the saying goes is no, you know, there's no bad publicity kind of thing, you know? Yeah. No press bad publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it only helped her, you know, probably grow her following, and, you know, for people, for the promotion or whatever, to want to get her back on. Not only did she win, but hey, she, you know, she flashed the crowd. She bring even more entertainment, more excitement, brought more eyes to our promotion. You know, we need to get this girl on again. So, you know, that's the way that, you know, it's going these days, is like, you know, it's, you know, if you can do something, it's almost giving you like an edge to get more fights or more money or whatever. But yeah, again, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, what's, you know, I didn't hear anything. Like, I saw the clip briefly on social media.
How many times did you see it, Ben?
Honestly, I've been, you know, sorry to get off topic, but like, I've been kind of separating myself from some social media and kind of been offline for a while. I haven't posted much. Occasionally I'll go on there and scope my friends and, you know, like, some pictures and stuff or whatever to people, help my guys out, you know, help my Fighting Side podcast out, and you know, things like that. So
no, I was okay, hold on.
I was trying to
make a joke, like, how many times did you just keep watching it?
Oh. I thought you meant like, well, it's true though, because it's been like, you know, people retweeting it and resharing. Yeah. You know, it goes quick, so it's like, yeah, that's what I thought you meant, is like how many times you see it is like how fast it's spreading, because I guarantee you it's, you know, pretty much almost viral, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure. Now, mind you, I don't know if she knew that, or maybe the promotion did it, although it was a steady cam shot the whole way through. I mean, she didn't do it directly at the camera, whether she knew she did it or not, but I mean, the camera angle only gets it from what I believe the scientific term is side boob. Like, you only get the side boob version, right? Yeah. But I mean, had she done it front on, I mean,
yeah, I would have definitely been
I mean, she would have. She has 105,000 followers right now. I don't know how many she had before. Bad. I know an account that actually follows that kind of stuff and figures it out. But 105,000 followers, Bam. I mean, that's pretty good. And if a majority of that came from this thing, she's going to say it's good. I did, as I was telling you before the podcast started, when that happened, I was like, what the? Right? And I'm texting with some of my friends and stuff. Bam, not one person thinks like you or I that I've talked to. Everybody is like, good for her. Do whatever it takes. Go get your money, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you guys know any females? Like what? I don't understand why you would think that's okay. Like, I get it. And then people, and then, you know, then you get the really ridiculous comments like, well, guys fight with no shirt on. I don't even understand how to comment with people. I get it. You can do what you want, but I feel like, similar to the girl that was doing the twerking at the UFC thing, and similar to Luke Rockhold talking shit about UFC during UFC media day, I feel you want to do all that stuff, cool, do it outside of the promotional time.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, like, as far as the Rockhold thing, sorry to jump back, but is that was that his last fight on his contract? Like,
it was I don't know if it was his last fight, but he did retire after it, so whether it was his last fight or he knew he was going to retire.
Yeah. Well, you know,
one of the two.
That's what I'm saying, is like, that situation in itself, you know, could prompt whatever, you know, for him to want to say all these things and whatever, because, you know, he's done anyways, he's cleaning his hands and whatever, but if it was benefiting him, he wasn't going to say anything kind of thing. You know, I don't know. You don't know the situation, right? Yeah. You never know the situation really.
But,
and I get like this situation with, you know, the girl or whatever, like, I mean, I get it to the point where like on the, you know, one side it's, you know, go get your money or whatever kind of thing. It's because that's the way media is these days. And, you know, people are doing, I mean, stupid things, you know, all over social media and promoting it, and things are coming viral. And we got 10,000 people doing this dumb things. It's like, man, I don't know. Like I said, old soul, I don't understand it. I mean, I get it, but on one side I get it, but I don't agree or understand it in that sense of is it like, so you're selling yourself for it. Like, I just not up for like, no money amount is worth, you know, that to me, I guess.
So, and this segues perfectly into the next thing, Dam, which is, we were talking last week on the podcast, we had Trap Dino on, and we were talking a little bit about different things. And we were talking about BKFC and Taylor Starling and, you know, the unfortunate ending to her last fight. And he made a comment, which then he had to go, so we didn't even get to finish it. But he's like, have you seen her OnlyFans? Like, it is worth $500 a month. It is the greatest OnlyFans ever, right? Now, you and I, we don't subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans, I'm assuming, right?
Nope.
No. Okay. So I did not know what happens on these things, right? But apparently hers is insane. And take that for what you will. But I'm pretty sure whatever you can imagine, it's more. And I was not searching her OnlyFans, but I was searching her just to figure out like what was happening with her and whatever. And I came across this article. I'm just going to show the title of it. But it says, Taylor Starling responds to critics about having a fan site. If you don't pay my bills, your opinion doesn't mean shit to me. So bam.
Yeah.
Really segueing from what you're saying, she's essentially saying, I don't give a crap. I'll do whatever to make the money that I need to, right? To me, this is outside of your promotion and whatever. So to me, it's a little bit different. So, okay, cool. Do what you got to do. But, you know, is it not a little bit crazy that, who cares? Nobody watches this podcast, bam. Is it not crazy that like women athletes, professional athletes at the highest level have to do that to make a money, or that they feel that it's a good idea? I don't even know how I want to address this, but I just feel that that's crazy.
They, I mean, you know, she's right. I don't pay her bills. We definitely don't pay her bills.
Yeah.
She probably is going to get a couple more followers. So you can kind of, I mean, probably people go into her thing after listening to this and probably maybe subscribing. So, I mean, technically you kind of pay her bill, but, that's for her. I mean, that's a good way to think of it. Like, she knows what she's doing. You know, she knows what limits she's going to, the, you know, how far she's taking it. As far as that, like, people are probably, who listen to this podcast may come at me after this about how I am judging or whatever. But, you know, it's my opinion, and like, people are open to their opinions.
But what about if you really analyze that statement? I'm going to put it up again. If you don't pay my bills, your opinion doesn't mean shit to me. Does that mean then, bam, that once you pay her bills, that's who she cares about? Essentially saying like, well, as long as you pay me money, I'll do whatever. Like, I don't know, man. It just, to me, it's just driving home some weird message. It speaks to society today for sure.
So technically, this was not a thing. People subscribe or paying her bills.
These creepy
are paying her bills,
yeah, and no offense, but like, okay, so like, you got some weirdo creepy dudes at home, you know, paying the $10 a month, like, that's who you care, that's the opinion, that's whose people's opinion you care about, those people.
Yeah.
I don't
but again,
know.
It goes back to, you know, like I said, how, you know, and you said it too, how the world is and how it's going these days. And, you know, for the fact that, and I think it's not that they think they have to do that. I think that they see a money advantage to doing it.
For
you know,
sure.
Like,
for sure.
Especially, you know, it's sad to say, really, because I don't feel like it's needed and, you know, have to do that or whatever. But, you know, you can get women to say probably that they're, you know, I don't think all women are making less than men in fight, you know.
In fighting?
I think, you know, yeah, in fighting in general, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so like you win fights just like everybody else, your pay goes up.
Yeah, I don't think there's a minimum for women and a minimum for men. The minimum is the minimum. And whatever you then negotiate beyond that, that's up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, you know, on that end, you're looking at, you know, oh, well, I got all these followers now, so you should pay me more because more people are going to watch me kind of thing. But I think that ultimately it goes to how you fight, really. It's not, you know, they're paying you $10 or whatever it is a month because they want to see, they don't want to see you fight. They want to see this other side that you're giving away, you know, so.
Not giving away, Bam. How dare you? $10 a month.
My bad.
I don't know, man. It's just crazy to me, but I just wanted to like kind of just come back to that story because we were talking about Taylor Starling. And of course, I know that she used to train with you at the lab, right? At the lab? She trained with you?
No, she's training
at Jimmo. Oh, at Jimmo. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, she seems like a great person, whatever. And I'm sure she is. This doesn't mean anything about who you are. I mean, like, this is just the way the world is and whatever. But I just wanted to bring it to light and just talk about it because if people are interested in it, well, there's a thing that you can look into or think about or talk about with your family or friends, right? Like, go, like those friends that I told you about that I was saying, like, I can't believe you guys are okay with that. I was like, go ask your wife or go ask your sisters. Like, we were talking about Ty, right? Showing the boob. And like, I'm like, go ask like a woman if they think that that's okay. Cause I'm sure not all women would think that that's okay. But look, if we can get Ty Emery on the podcast, definitely going to get her on. And I mean, we were supposed to before, so I can't see that I can't. In the next couple of weeks, Bam, I know I said I've got Roy Echeverria coming up, who's on Contender Series. And then the week after, I've got Hannah Guy, who is on Tough 30.
Yeah.
She's coming on in 2 weeks. And then I've got my honeymoon. So I've got to film a couple of unboxing video podcasts. Bam, I'm going to be doing a couple of podcasts that will fill the time while I'm on my honeymoon. But I've got these UFC cards and I have not cracked these babies open yet.
Nice.
Do you have any of these?
I don't.
Really? Are you?
I don't think there's any of me.
No, there is Bam Bam cards. I've seen them.
No. I've never seen one.
Are you sure? I'm almost positive there's Bam Bam cards. I know because I've watched
I had someone who made some and sent them to me. A long time ago, but as far as like tops, like partnered with the UFC kind of thing or whatever, no, I don't believe so.
Are you sure? Anyways, well, when I crack these babies open, if I find a Bam Bam card, you know I'm sending it to you to get signed.
Yeah, I'll sign it for you 100%.
All right, thank you. How much will you charge me for that?
I won't charge you at all.
No? Thank you. All right, so... We're staying a little bit long. You okay just to talk about the main event this weekend?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I got one.
I would like to say, like, Taylor, you know, she trained in the gym or whatever. She is a nice person. You know, my opinion is I don't understand it. Again, don't agree with it. But, you know, it's in whatever she wants to do. It's her life. That's fine.
Of course. Was that just a public service announcement? Like, just a, that was just like a little asterisk next to this?
A little clothes on it, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, and look, Bam, here's the thing, man. If anything, these last 2 years of the world has taught us is that, like, everybody can have differing opinions, and that's okay as long as you still talk to each other respectfully and, you know, just have conversation about it. You don't have to get heated about it, whatever. People can do different things. People can believe different things. That's okay.
Well, I feel like the world's honestly, like... is trying to take that away. Like, people can't have opinions, you know? Like, you're wrong for saying your opinion. That's what I feel. I feel like that's the way the world's going. Like,
yeah,
you can't have your Bam.
Okay. So I recently took over the Fight Insight Twitter, and I was never on it before. Now I'm very heavily active. So go follow us, Fight Insight. Fight Insight One, I think, is our Twitter.
Positive,
anyways, you follow me? I'm very active on it now, Bam. I'm doing an excellent job at Fight Insight the number one. Don't follow Fight Insight Two. Those guys are idiots. Okay, so but on Twitter, there is so much hatred. I swear to God, Bam. Anytime I have time in my day, I go through my following list. I don't know why I end up following these people, and I just delete people en masse. There is so much hatred in the world, Bam. And like you're saying, it's like people trying to create divide and try. I have no time for that. I'm deleting all that shit. Oh, Bam. Okay, Bam is showing that he is following the Fight Insight Twitter on Bam. Thank you so much, buddy. It's you. It's you and my other account that follow it. So thank you. Okay, I'm gonna show a quick video here. See if you can understand what's happening here.
And I don't give a.
Oops.
And I don't give a. Mm-hmm. And what they got me doing right now is they're acting like I called for this fight, which I didn't call for, and I don't want, and didn't want, and still don't want. But I don't give a fuck. I'll fight anybody. But pressure's on him. He better finish me, because he's the next killer in town.
Bam, he didn't even want the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I mean, look, if you're betting on Nate Diaz after hearing that interview, just give me your money instead. Right? Like, I don't think he's in it, man. Why would you have an interview where you're saying, like, I don't want this, even while it's booked and you're on fight week, I don't want this fight. I didn't want this fight. I don't want it. Bam, that's concerning, no?
For sure. For sure. I don't think he's, you know, I can see like he, you know, he didn't want the fire or whatever, but I don't see him going out there and rolling over. I don't, you know, he's just.
Of course.
There would not be people who said it that I would be concerned about. Like, yeah, I mean, he's just going to go out there. And, you know, as soon as it goes south, he's going to find a way out kind of thing. But I will say about Nate Diaz is, I don't think he's gonna, you know, he's gonna do that.
You should have fought Nate Diaz.
Should have. I tried.
That would have been a good fight, man. I don't see how that wouldn't have been a much better fight. One that he probably would have gotten a little bit more interested in too, because of your style and because of what you've been doing lately. I feel like Nate would have been more excited to fight you.
Yeah,
but he's,
I wish.
But he's all over the place, man. He was like tweeting that he wants to fight this guy and then not this guy and that guy and not that guy. And now here we get, which is
wanting
to fight Ngannou. Now we have one of the weirdest main events of a UFC pay-per-view of all time. I feel like this is the strangest main event of all time. No title. You know, no,
it's a pay-per-view,
idea
isn't
what
it?
This is. Yeah, this is UFC 279. Like, how this is the main event is crazy. I mean, when they showed the poster before, I was like, you know, early on, I was like, oh, okay, cool. They're promoting the fight that's going to be at 279. Maybe that will be the co-main. But to make this the main event, I feel is very, very strange. But that said, it is the fight that we've got. And Bam, how do you see this fight going?
On both sides, they both have following pretty big, I think. So I think that's the, you know, definitely the draw for pay-per-view, I guess. You know, you got the upcoming guy versus the long-term veteran who both have big followings and known, you know, kind of thing. So that's what they're running with kind of thing. I think they definitely brought in, you know, some good fights underneath it to help out the pay-per-view.
Really? I don't know. Let's go. Okay, let's just quickly go through the main event because we're
oh, just some said, weird fights too.
Wait, you just said it was a good card, but okay, forget the prelims. We'll just go to the main event, and then no explanation required, Bam. Just pick your winner. Johnny Walker versus Ion Cutelaba.
Oh, Johnny Walker.
Okay. The answer is nobody cares, Bam. I don't know. This. No, I think Ion Cutelaba. I don't know. I'm gonna say Ion. Okay. Second fight. And okay, no offense, but I don't think that's a crazy opener. Like I don't know that that's a winner fight for a pay-per-view. Irene Aldana versus Macy Chiazon.
I don't know any of them.
Okay. I will go with Irene Aldana because I definitely know who she is. Macy's the one with the short blonde hair, I think.
If I saw a picture, I probably
yeah. Yeah. have seen them. Irene Aldana is the Mexican girl with long hair, long strikes. She's pretty good. I'll go with
her. Oh, wait. I think so. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with her too.
Okay.
I'm terrible with names.
Okay. Sure. Kevin Holland versus Daniel Rodriguez.
See, I think that's a good fight.
Yeah. That's a good fight. That would be a good fight night main event.
Yeah. I think that's a good fight.
Yeah. I do feel like this. I feel actually this fight would have been better as a main event for a fight night because you get five rounds. Maybe it goes a distance and whatever. But anyways, who you got? Kevin Holland, who's on a tear, right? He's doing much better. Kevin Holland versus Daniel Rodriguez. Who do you got?
You know, Daniel Rodriguez was on a tear too for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dropped that close fight and then came back, fought Kevin Lee. But then has been off since.
Well, hold on. He's on a 3-fight win streak. Mike Perry, Preston Parsons, and Kevin Lee.
Wait, what?
Do we know who we're talking about here? Daniel yeah. Rodriguez. Yeah,
what's his name?
I mean, hold on. He's 16-2.
Who's the fight that he lost to? Did he lose?
He lost to Nicholas Dalby in 2020.
Yeah, you go. Dalby. I think that's when I was going to fight him.
Oh, okay. But then he's rhymed off 3 wins after that. And before that, he hadn't lost since 2017. So, I mean, he's like 10-1 or something in the last 11. Yeah. Okay, who do you got? Rodriguez?
Or Holland? I'll go with Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holland has won his last 2, but he's beaten Tim Means and Alex Oliveira, both great guys, but also guys maybe a little bit into the later stages of their career. So Rodriguez is a young buck. Li Jingliang, the guy that you should have been fighting, Bam, against Tony Ferguson, another guy you could fight. Maybe you should go to the arena and call out the winner of this fight. Stand there in your overalls and start banging on the cage.
I got Legion.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tony Ferguson is wild and everything, but I got Legion. I know.
Yeah.
I just don't see. Yeah. I mean, Tony Ferguson's always a gamer, but I don't think he is going to have enough.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough. I think it's going to be tough, man. Tony Ferguson to fight a like Li Jingliang's a big dude, right? Like he seems like he's a big guy. Have you ever seen him in person?
Sized
him up.
I was trying to get that fight. Like you said, I called him out or whatever. It would have been funny because two is like my bash brother, David Mashad, Bulldog Mashad, fought him in his debut in the UFC, his debut fight. So, and he lost a close decision, which it could have, like, I honestly could have gone either way. But so he lost a close decision to him. So it'd be like the Bash Brother payback kind of thing.
Nice. All right.
Payback fight.
All right. So I got the leech on that as well. And then the last main event is Nate Diaz versus Khamzat. Bam, all your money is on Nate Diaz, right? Sell the farm, all the money on Nate Diaz. Double up.
No, you know, I obviously, it's like, I mean, you go with Chimaev, but
yeah.
This sport's crazy, man. We've seen some crazy moment. I mean, look at the nothing against Leon or anything like that. You know, that kick was set up very nicely, but I mean, he was losing the fight. You know, not really much in it after the first round. Like, I think he had the first round, he got that takedown in the first or second round.
Yeah.
Which is a big moment, but besides that, you know, didn't really have much. So you've seen some crazy things in this sport, man. So you can't ever count anybody out. I don't feel. So same thing I go with all my opponents. You know, it's everybody's always dangerous. For, you know, for the last fight, you know, I think I was the underdog still, but can't tell you all the messages I got about me winning and being, you know, you think you're good because you beat up an old guy, whoever, on his way out.
Are you serious?
Oh, I can't tell you how many messages, like, good for you. You beat up a guy who's an old guy who has nothing left. First of all, Robbie Lawler is one of the baddest dudes ever. And mm-hmm. right now would still beat the ass of most, you know, people in the fight, you know, in the division still of right course. Now. 100%. I believe that.
That's because these bastards are sleeping on you, Bam. Right? They don't realize how tough you are and what you bring to the table. But that fight was amazing. And Lawler, yeah, is still freaking right there.
Yeah, like, so, we're getting beat up by this old guy and got lucky, kind of. I don't know, whatever they said, I don't care, it doesn't matter, but it's just funny. For me, it's like, man, how can you disrespect, like, if you saying that I got beat up is not even the reason, like, or whatever, it's the fact that you're saying that basically he's, because I, you know, he's old or whatever, is the, like, you basically saying that he's washed up, like, that's right. What gets right. me, like, that's what irritates me, because, and it's not even that, like, about being a washed up guy, but it's probably Lawler. Like, man, have some damn respect. He can go out there and he can, you know, fight anybody in the division right now and give him a problem. Like, that's, I 100% believe that. Like, he's a stud and still is a stud. I don't care what age he is.
And he still looks good, man. Like, yeah, his body and everything, he's good.
Another big fight coming up too.
Who's he fighting?
Ponzinibbio.
Yes, that's, which was another fight that you should have got.
Yeah, I asked for it. And actually, I talked to Ponzinibbio.
Yes, you know, because you're talking about doing it in Colombia or Venezuela or Argentina, yeah. Somewhere, right?
Yeah, and he talked to me. He messaged me and asked me about fighting and stuff like that, fighting each other, and was cool with it and everything, and was respectful. And I told him that, you know, he wanted to go, I think, September, October. And I was like, look, man, I'm taking a little bit of time. Got some, you know, things I got to deal with, but I'm taking some time with my family. You know, I'm not looking to fight till November at the soonest, you know, and then, you know, whatever, possibly early December, right, whatever, right. Shooting for November. I said, we can do it in November. And he, you know, he's like, oh, I'm trying to get two fights in this year. And he said, you know, take care of what you need to take care of. All good. You know, kind of thing. Man. Super, super respectful back and forth, you know, he's a cool dude. So, but now he's fighting in December, so he's only got one fight this year, but either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, he got a good matchup, another exciting fight, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, he's coming off losses, and so Robbie coming off the losses too or whatever, so it makes sense to match them up rather, you know, I guess, than whatever. The matchmakers know what they're doing.
Yes, yeah. They do, and look, it's going to be a good fight. Bam, we're coming to the end of the show. I've kept you longer than I should have. Again, thank you so much for saving this podcast. God damn it. I really appreciate it. People don't know what a good guy you are, but thank you so much for helping me out, man. I really, really appreciate it. Things that we talked about on this podcast. So we're picking Khamzat. That's your main event pick. You know, be nice. You don't always need a manager, but if you do, just be careful. You know, be respectful to other people. And Bam is a butt guy.
Talked about
boobs and butts. Bam, thank you so much, man. Before we end the podcast, is there anything that you wanted to say or anything that you needed to get out?
Oh, yeah, of course. When you're listening, everybody listening, thanks for listening in. glad I could step in and help the podcast out. But be sure to go follow him on Spotify, Fight Inside Podcast. Everything's below if you're watching. But for those who aren't, YouTube, Instagram at Fight Inside Podcast. And now also Twitter is highly active. Fight Inside Podcast.
Highly.
One. Forget about the number two guys, whoever those are. We don't know. But push them aside. Fight Inside Podcast 1 on Twitter. Highly active. So stop in, say what's up, message, you know, tweet at us. We'll tweet back.
What about you, Bam? I always appreciate that you do that for me, but what about you? What, any news for you? Any, what, where should people follow you?
For me, I guess for the people listening who care to follow me at all or hear about what I have to say or anything about my life, you know, thank you. And honestly, you can follow me on social media at Brian_Barbarina, and that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I have a fan page too, but honestly, I'm not going to be too active on there anymore. You know, fights, I'll do fight announcements and stuff, and maybe stuff here and there, but I'm really kind of stepping away and just really living in the moment and enjoying my family and what's going on around me. So thank you, everybody, and I hope you enjoy my fights and enjoy the little bit of social media that I do post.
Yeah, man. And you know, hey, when you're following us, we always cover everything that you do, Bam. We even post fake fight announcements. Like I said, the minute you said about Wonder Boy, I'm like, I'm creating memes and creating stuff for you, man. But guys, thank you for watching the show. Again, for all the new people from RageWorks Podcast Network, we appreciate having you guys. Say hi, write in the comments, you know, follow, subscribe, all that stuff. Thank you, Bam. I appreciate it so greatly. Right now, you're going to see some videos that you can click on, other highlights of our episodes. We'll be back next week with, like I said, Roy Echeverria before he competes at Dana White Contender Series. Bam, have a good one, my friend. All the best. Don't turn it off right now. I'm going to end the podcast, but that's it. See you guys.